Checking back in, Quincy City Council President Ian Kane is joining us to talk about the May 5th City Council meeting. Hey, Ian, how are you today?
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, it was a Cinco de Mayo meeting. That's why I'm all flustered. did the council show up on time?
The council showed up on time. Yep. And as promised, sorry, I'm just looking for the numbers for a couple things, but we can look at them later. Council showed up on time. It wasn't too busy of a meeting last night. A lot of introductions, things, a lot of things went into committee. The mayor came and submitted his budget for the fiscal year 2026. We're looking at a $456 million budget, approximately. It's, you know, $455,835,577 to be exact. The budget has gone up 8.6%, which is an increase of $36 million. And the majority of that increase is from the debt service on the pension obligation bond that was moved a couple years back. So that's 88.8% of the increase. Otherwise, there are increases in healthcare, 13.8%, trash and recycling, 7.1%, and energy, 1.9%. Most of the, I guess, as you know, as it was represented to us, that it's maintaining service levels across departments, but also continued investments in schools and public safety. So the remaining 11.2% of that spending is directed towards the fire department, which is 30%, education, 27.3%, and the police department at 26.7%. So we start the deliberations next week. Our first budget hearing will be on Monday night, next Monday night, the 12th of May. So we'll review each departmental budget with department heads, and we'll discuss approving the budget.
Right. Now, I know on that pension bond, Ian, I know that you voted against that back in 2021. Do you still feel the same way now that you did then?
I do. Yeah, I thought it was, I understand the rationale at the time, which was, it was sort of a short-term solution. It was a short-term solution, but also a long-term solution to both short and long-term problems. And that rate that they got was low. That's great. I still thought that the risk that we were taking to meet that investment hurdle was going to be unforeseen. I didn't think it was I thought it was a risky move. So just to, to have to meet that, because if we don't meet those, if the market doesn't meet those investment hurdles, then you're in, deeper water than you were before. So, I still stand by that. And I think that, it's a considerable, I also didn't fundamentally believe in the philosophy of using a liability to fund a liability. So it's not solving the ultimate problem, which is having that liability on the books to fund pensions in this case. But I still stand by that.
According to the mayor, this will be the highest payment on that bond. He's anticipating savings going forward for another 15 years.
That's the projection. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Will this come up every year in the budget? Is that how that will work?
It will. It was just like before. So instead of having that line item for yearly annual payouts for the pension obligation, you will now have long-term debt.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. So yeah, on to finance committee now. That'll be the next step in the process, right?
That's correct. Yeah. So stay tuned next week.
Alrighty. And what else? We had ordinance committee meeting.
We did have an ordinance committee meeting. That was to approve. So we had talked about the change in the floodplain overlay district, where we're taking, I think, about 300 homes out of the floodplain by changing this overlay. So we briefly went through that. We passed it unanimously.
Okay, it can't be understated. I think that is a huge amount of properties being taken out of the plane and
Oh
potentially
yeah.
saving on flood insurance. Yeah.
No, I think, you and I talked about this before. The DPW and Granite City Partners have been working diligently to continue to like ameliorate people's issues with the floodplain that have been caused over the last decade. This is more of the quiet work that goes very much understated that is being done on a constant basis. And this is truly impactful for people's lives because that's another, in some cases, mortgage payment that people are picking up in the by way of flood insurance. So, this is great work.
Absolutely. Very good. Okay. What else?
So that was the ordinance. We introduced the budget and the sewer and water enterprise funds. We had the nomination and election of the city clerk. Nicole Crispo was the only nomination, and she was reelected unanimously to her role as city clerk. We had an order to designate early polling places for the preliminary election on Saturday, August 23rd, 2025, through Thursday, August 28th, and election Saturday, October 25th through Friday, October 31st. So these are the designation of early polling places, which, let's see, for the city council and the school committee, 3 of 6 seats, the in-person early voting is at Quincy Hall, 1305 Hancock Street, for the 2025 elections. And that's for both of those periods that I mentioned.
Very good. Nomination papers come out today, actually.
I heard that. I heard that last night.
Yes, I'm sure you did.
Someone meant Nina mentioned it, I think. Okay. And then we introduced an ordinance. Councillors Ash and Campbell and the mayor introduced an ordinance around establishing a public art and placemaking program, which was referred into ordinance committee. So that'll be heard at another time. And then there were two gifts. There was a gift for $100 from Richard and Mary Cox for the Quincy Animal Shelter, which will be opening up over the next couple of weeks. The sort of grand opening of the, I guess, Brian Pelmoch used to refer to it as the Taj Mahal, and the $500 from the Fowler House to the DARE program, and those are both passed.
Okay, very good. And I see an order regarding transit-oriented districts from Councillor Devine. Was that acted on?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep.
Okay.
That was moved into ordinance.
Okay.
Yes. That's to change some sections of the north and the southern parts of the city around the MBTA stations to create, I think what's going on is we've got a very uncertain real estate market, especially with office properties. And these areas that potentially would be designated would avail different opportunities, I think, for either developers and or real estate property owners on their properties. So that will be heard another day.
Okay, very good. Plenty of work for you still to do here, Ian.
Oh yeah, we ain't done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yeah, even you had brought it up before, but I'll talk about it real quick. So tomorrow night, I'm hosting a Ward 3 town hall meeting at Central Middle School at 6 p.m., 6:30 p.m., 6:30 p.m., Central Middle School, 6:30. This is one I've been trying to think of new ways to engage people and provide either information or resources that can help them make decisions or, figure out how to live better lives. And so this one's focused on financial planning and housing. So, I know that this is a hot topic, especially because we're in this sort of inflationary economy. And I think, people are certainly in positions where they need to be minding their budgets a little bit more, if they even have budgets. I think these are some things that even early education should be covering, how to plan household budgets and manage finances appropriately. So this is just kind of like a 101. So we're bringing in Jeff Sullivan, who manages a financial advisory firm, and Colleen Healy, who's the former chair of the Board of Assessors, to talk about first-time home buying and the real estate market in Quincy. because I know that it remains elusive for some people. So,
Okay, and it's open to it to anybody.
yeah, I mean, I advertise it to Ward 3 residents. If there's anyone outside of Ward 3, they're more than welcome to join.
Excellent. I know you did quite a few of these kind of pre-pandemic, so it's nice to see them coming back again.
Yeah, we did. We did them quarterly, and they were great. They were very well received, I think. You know, and Jim Devine and I just recently hosted one with T-Pal, and that was very well attended. Yeah, I mean, it's always a good reminder to for residents to show them who does the work, right? And that we're just kind of the liaisons in the middle if things aren't necessarily flowing properly. But it's great to connect people with the departments that serve them on a daily basis.
Excellent. While we're speaking about your initiatives, any update on municipal broadband you can share with us?
Yeah, so we I think I put one I think I put an update out what end of March or sometime early May, April rather. So we had moved a home rule petition regarding the revenue bond that will allow us to borrow money against the subscriptions that we commit for the program, and that is moving through the state legislature right now. It's in a committee, and Senator Keenan has been we very much appreciate his shepherding this bill along, so that we can move things forward. At the same time, we've been talking with a community engagement firm. So a lot of this will end up being a door-to-door sales process where people are going to have to commit to purchasing, essentially their pipe, right? Their fiber pipe that will connect to the system. And so they're getting up and running. And then at the same time, there's currently an RFP and an RFQ that is soon to be released so that people can bid on the first parts of the construction.
Okay. Do you need that revenue bond to pass before the trial program can begin?
So my understanding, the way that we've been working it, is that they're concomitantly moving. They're sort of dual path. Yeah.
Very good. And the next full council meeting is when?
Is next Monday.
Oh, right, because that's
Oh, nope,
finance committee.
19, 19, 19,
Okay.
the next council meeting. So we have finance committee meetings all next week. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we've scheduled them if necessary. And then we've got a, fourth on the 19th if we need it. But yeah, we've got the next regularly scheduled council meeting is Monday, May 19th.
Excellent. All right. Anything else we should share with folks right now?
I hope everyone has a wonderful day and that they are truly happy and peaceful.